How I feel about how I write is dependent upon where I am with what. The most disorienting place being close to the end of a first draft. Any first draft in progress is like running a complicated program on your computer. Your routine functions slow down. My first idea crystallizes fast. I tend to see the play, the idea, fully formed very early on. But what is an idea? The idea of a boat is a vessel that floats on water. But building a craft that floats, holds the right number of people, moves at the speed you want, and can be steered where you intended, that's a life's work. Like the Holy Grail, your idea hovers out of reach. It offers hope and threatens despair. There's a story here, the idea whispers, but are you the one to tell it? I work best in the mornings or late at night. If I have a deadline, I can work any time, anywhere, but given a choice, I work first thing. I've streamlined the time it takes to straighten the duvet and make a pot of coffee so that there's only about 10 minutes between waking up and writing. I like to do first drafts quickly, by which I mean quickly enough to keep ahead of my doubts. I have the vision of the play lodged in my head, and I probably have a page open on my left where I make notes as I go to return to later. Later in the plot or in future drafts. I have a clear idea of the ending, but like all journeys, you can never be truly certain where you will end up until you arrive. My radio play, Euston to Whitechapel, was intended to be the last 45 minutes of a cab driver's life, retracing London streets to tell the story of his life, his final fare. The script motored along until two scenes from the end, when it hit a brick wall. My deadline came and went, 2 days, five. I meet deadlines, so this felt like torture. I knew what the ending was, but it wouldn't come out. Then, on the sixth morning, I woke up, recalling something from my research about hyper-excitement arising in the human brain during near-death experiences. I began to write from the point of view of my character, Marshall, undergoing this sensory firework display, and discovered the play ended not at end of life, but with him in full flight. Put simply, I did not kill him. Scientifically, Marshall could live through this and still wake up. Robert McKee once said that at the end of any true story, the writer discovers themselves, and I think that's what the tantalising first vision of your story promises. My play was exactly as I had envisaged it, with one crucial difference. It was not about death at all, but life. In writing, as in drama, there's always room for one final twist at the end.